Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Connor Barkon, and here's what's happening. With the Democratic primary for district attorney less than 2 weeks away, incumbent Larry Krasner and challenger Carlos Vega had a spirited debate. KYW News Radio and NBC 10 sponsored the event last night, the only in-person debate of the campaign. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the candidates spent much of the hour attacking each other.
Carlos Vega put responsibility for the city's violent crime epidemic squarely on the DA.
The DA's office has dropped the ball. Their attorneys are not doing their job.
DA Krasner painted Vega as the police union candidate.
The leadership of the FOP does not want accountability.
The two men often agreed. Both said they wanted to focus on preventing crime and that the tactic known as focused deterrence is a good way to do so. And yet they still ended up at odds.
We have been involved in the GVI program, which is, in fact, a focused deterrence program that's been going on for a very long time.
When he took office, he fired the head of that program and it was dismantled. It was the mayor who brought that. He brought that in July.
When the cameras turned off, things got personal. Vega said to Krasner, "I'm your worst nightmare. I'm in your head." And then asked for a ride home. Krasner said, "I think you need to walk." A Philadelphia community is looking for answers after a young girl, missing for 6 months, was found shot to death last month. As KYW's Justin Udo reports, the girl's family and neighbors are calling for witnesses to step forward and help police find her killer.
Cohen Williams with Philadelphia Cure Violence helped organize a vigil and balloon release for 13-year-old Elysiana Carter earlier this week in the Frankfort section of the city. Williams says there are a myriad of emotions running through the neighborhood where Carter was killed in mid-April.
They fear me because there's an unknown killer walking around. It's anger because nobody's identifying that predator. And it's sadness because we're talking about a life that wasn't realized.
Elysiana's mother, Trisha Carter, says after her daughter ran away from the Philadelphia Department of Human Services custody, she was killed and misidentified as a 20-year-old Jane Doe. Carter received the news Sunday and is now looking for answers.
Why so long? Why no one said anything? Right now, it's hard. I still can't believe that I'm not going to get a phone call.
Heather Kiefer with Philadelphia DHS says in part, "We are incredibly saddened to learn of the tragic death of Elysiana Carter, and they are confident that police will quickly find the perpetrator of this crime and that justice will be served." A Bucks County man is charged with taking part in the January 6th Capitol insurrection. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert tells us federal investigators say they found him because of his wife's Facebook posts.
Investigators say they were able to identify 68-year-old Gary Edwards from Churchville after they were sent screenshots of his wife's Facebook. According to charging documents, she wrote, "Okay, ladies, let me tell you what happened as my husband was there inside the Capitol." She goes on to describe a relatively peaceful scene, saying her husband was chatting with police, who she describes as very calm. Then she writes, "The people sang the Star Spangled Banner 2 times, then started chanting, 'Whose house? Our house.'" She adds, when asked to leave, they did.
The FBI affidavit has several screenshots of a man they say is Edwards in different parts of the Capitol building, including an office. Edwards is charged with entering a restricted building, disorderly conduct, disruption of official business, violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, and parading, demonstrating, or picketing in the Capitol building. PECO says their energy usage numbers since the pandemic reflect we've been spending more time at home and less time at the office. But there was one slight surprise, as we hear from KYW's Andrew Kramer.
Every day's a weekend now.
Allow PECO's Stephen Singh to elaborate.
When we think about Monday through Friday now, in the middle of pandemic, it very much matches what we have traditionally seen on weekends.
Because when you spend more time at home during the week, you use more power.
So when we think about our residential load, it wasn't a surprise to us when we took a look at the data and found that our residential load was higher. It was about 5% higher.
While at the same time, the commercial load was 7% lower, a number that does surprise Singh a little bit.
Last year, where many things were really kind of snarling to a halt and people weren't operating as much, I would have probably expected that to have been lower.
Now, as the numbers are leveling off, Singh says PECO won't have to adjust much because their next moves are based on 2019 data when people were going out more often. That's The All Local. I'm Connor Barkon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.